But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy.
We are going to talk about this survey, State of Insurance's, Berkshire Hathaway's State of Insurance Annual Safest Destinations Report. Apparently, they do this every year. They've been doing it for 9 years. And basically, it's a report on safe destinations. It's a U.S. study, so we should take that with a grain of salt, because ironically, one of the countries that doesn't appear on their safe country, or one of the countries that doesn't appear on their list, is the United States, which probably it's because of an American study. Anyways, they surveyed roughly around 1,700 travelers. So it's from travelers that have been to these places on various criteria on what makes a safe place. Anything that stood out for you?
Interestingly enough, Canada was ranked number one, which I think is the first time they've ever been in that place. So nice to see that, you know, living our home place is so well thought of throughout the world and is considered safe, because absolutely, you know, whether you're traveling solo or a member of a group or family, you don't want to be stressed about your well-being.
Well, and we kind of take it for granted, I guess, because all in all, when you really think about it, yeah, Canada is a pretty safe place, and it bumped up from number six spot from last year's list to number one. And then you have a lot of European countries, like Switzerland was number two, Norway, Ireland, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Portugal, like just about every European country is on that list. So apparently Americans think Europe is a safe place to travel as well.
Right. An interesting note was last year, Iceland was number one, and this year it's number nine. So not too sure how it dropped so fast and so quickly, but it is I guess you have to look at this with a grain of salt, as you say, and there's different, it's not a definitive list of where to travel now, because at the end of the day, there's so many world events that can change the mood of a country. So we always encourage people to use their common sense and keep up with the current news and weather warnings. Talk to your travel agent, because they have different sources that they can look at to see if there's a government travel advisory or other things of note.
Mm-hmm. Well, Iceland's a good example, noting what is going on right now with their situation with volcano activity that could erupt at any moment. So, yeah, it is a moving target constantly. Have you ever felt unsafe in a destination? I've never felt that way, and that's easy for me to say because I'm 6'2", 225 pounds, and so it's a lot different for a female, and a lot different, as they pointed out too, for someone who's a visible minority.
Right. So I guess the one place I had a sense of my spidey sense was up, it was in an airport actually in Ethiopia. We were coming home from Namibia, and we had to transit through Abu Dhabi. And it was just wild. It was just so many people packed in so many places. Even the preferred lounges were unbelievably chaotic. So that, in a sense, as well as countries where it is such a culturally diverse environment, like India. Mm-hmm. I went there as part of a group, but as a solo traveler within that group. And I was glad of the safety of a group traveling through the beautiful country of India. But they have abject poverty and amazing wealth and opulence at the other end of the spectrum as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I say, I've never really felt unsafe. The only thing I was leery of was a fear of a traffic crash in the Caribbean, like being in a vehicle, because traffic is just crazy, and mm-hmm. being hit by a car, because sometimes you're looking at vehicle, like the traffic is on the opposite side of the road, and again, they're not necessarily looking out for pedestrians, so you have to be on your toes. At least that's what I thought when you're a pedestrian in the Caribbean. There's also a cities list that they've created. Honolulu was the safest city for American travelers, and Montreal was number two.
I was surprised at that, but yeah. You know, but it's nice to see that there is a Canadian city that cracked the top 15. Honolulu, it's just such like the original like paradise, tropical paradise. I think a lot of people when they started to travel went to the Hawaiian Islands. They thought it was, you know, nice and safe. It's, I think one of the things that's makes it comforting for us is that English is a predominant language there. You can drive mm-hmm. on the same side of the road as us in Canada. So those factors do play into how you feel as a sense of comfort throughout the world. And like you say, your sense of comfort was, you know, stretched a bit with being in a driving position or, you know, being driven in the Caribbean Islands. But yeah, Honolulu is a beautiful destination and it continues to be a popular choice mm-hmm. To this day.
And then other cities, number three was Reykjavik in Iceland, and then Sydney, and again, a lot of European cities, Amsterdam, mm-hmm. Copenhagen, London, Venice. So a lot of European cities. I'm surprised that Paris is in there, though, because, you know, in the last year, you've seen a lot of rioting in Paris and some, you know, terrorist activities going on in Paris. So I'm surprised it made the top 15, actually.
That's true. It does have a lot of components, like with the labor strikes and the volatility of that. It's definitely been in the news media as far as how it can affect travelers and their experience. One city that I was most interested in seeing in the safest city, and I think it's grown to this ranking, is Amsterdam. I remember going to Amsterdam when I was a very young traveler, like just out of my teens, early 20s, and just being a little bit wide-eyed because it had such a lenient way of life. Mm-hmm. Like you could openly smoke weed in restaurants and with the red light district,
yeah.
Which was a little, you know, coming from a small town in rural Alberta, that was something you never saw every day. But you know, I've grown to love it as I've explored it as a pre-cruise stop and explored the city. It's a great walking city, and it's got so many historical sites. So it does feel safer in today's environment.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, this is a study that used U.S. travelers. It would be interesting to see international travelers what their list would be like if they expanded this out. And the other thing that struck me too, not necessarily about this list, but just safety in general and destinations. I've talked to a number of guests over the years talking about, you know, because people always say, is this country safe? Like fill in the blank. Is Mexico safe? Is the U.S. safe? Is Canada safe? And it's such a subjective question. And the answer always was similar. The fact is, it's not necessarily the destination, it's the situation you put yourself in. And mm-hmm. the three that always came up, you know, being having too much to drink very late at night by yourself, being by yourself, and looking for illegal activities such as drugs and prostitution. You know, if you're traveling with your family and you're in your hotel room by 8 o'clock, chances are it doesn't matter where you are, you're pretty safe.
Yes, absolutely. And I do think you have to be, again, aware of your surroundings and just use common sense. So it's not just abroad, but it's also in your own home city.
Interesting topic. If people want to look at the Berkshire Hathaway State of Insurance Annual Safest Destination Report, they can find it on their website, bhtp.com. Interesting subject. It's always great to chat. Onanta. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Thanks for doing this, Onanta.
Thank you, Randy. Have a good week.